But they would come and spend the day. Well, they would always get there around 9:30 or 10 o'clock, get up early and start, and get there in time for dinner, and we'd have dinner, and they would head back this way. So Papa told him, says, Jesse said, I don't know, says, seemed like we're just about at the end of the road. Says, of course, I don't have anything to start on.
The farm, too, was all belonged to the plantation.
To the man, yeah. Yes, ma'am. So he told him, says, I don't know, said, if you can find me a place where you think people will treat me right, says, I'm ready to leave. And he came back. He came on back, and on Monday or Tuesday, early part of the week, though, he came back and told him it was a man at Poland by the name of Dr. Dickert. I can go to that spot. As you're going over the overpass, right down in that is where this Dr. Dickert lived. He was a tooth dentist. Was in here from Tennessee, some parts of Tennessee. And they were fine people. They were good people.
I'm glad. Well, they had a pretty good size. Did they have a big plantation?
Yes, ma'am. He had a big farm. He had, let's see, it was us and Jackson family and the Glenn's family. It was five families
that
worked on, that worked for him, you know, had crops, had crops with Dr. Dickert. And we come on, Papa got ready, we packed up what we had and we moved down here.
And your father was what, about middle age then?
He was about 50. Mm-hmm. We moved on down here and he went to work. And that year we done good. We had money at the end of the year. And the way this man did, he issued him so much money to the plow, which was $5. You didn't get but $5 to the plow.
Now, I don't understand what you mean by $5 to the plow.
Well, that's what they would give you to live on, buy your little doing, you know, a little sugar and flour and maybe a piece or two during the year that you get in a need for and all. It'd give you $5 a plow.
You mean for every plow that you could run in your family, like your
father
had?
Yeah, we had a two-horse farm.
I see.
And it was $5 to each plow,
so we
got $10 a month.
I see.
At the end of the year, that $10, he taking that $10 out. But you could take that $10 and go any place that you wanted to and buy your stuff.
Mm-hmm. So you could buy it cheaper.
Yeah, you could buy it cheaper, right. And if you had to have any, well, all of it was deducted at the end of the year out of the crop, you know. The first year we were down here, we made a good crop. First year that I ever had seen tobacco grown.
Is that right?
Sure is.
Did you all grow it?
Yes, ma'am. We had 4 acres of tobacco. And we made good. At the end of the year, when time fall, after you get everything harvested, you know, gotten out of the fields and all, then you would have your settlement.
Mm-hmm.
He'd take you to the house. His office, he had a nice little office in the house, and run up everything. Well, he dealt with you fairly from the beginning to the other, because he'd tell you whenever you got anything from him.